Report: Big Tech censored Trump and his campaign social media accounts at least 65 times, Biden 0. By Hannah Blow on October 19, 2020. Big Tech has censored President Trump's social media accounts, as well as his campaigns, at least 65 times over the last 2 years, but has yet to touch Joe Biden's account or the former vice president's campaign accounts. An analysis from Media Research Center's MRC TechWatch department revealed. MRC's TechWatch department looked at social media activity from Trump, Biden, and their respective campaigns from May 2018 to October 16, 2020. According to Newsbusters, the analysis did not include any ads from PACs or super PACs that had made ads in favor of either candidate and focused only on social media posts rather than paid advertisements. Overall, the analysis found at least 65 instances of censorship against Trump and his campaign's accounts. In comparison, MRC's TechWatch department found no instances of censorship against Biden or his campaign in the same time period. Twitter is the leading offender for censorship, such as labeling, fact-checking, and removing Trump's tweets and the tweets from his campaign account 64 times since the president's election, Newsbusters reported. Last month, Twitter provided warning labels alongside some of the president's tweets, where he encouraged voters to go to your polling place to see whether or not your mail-in vote has been tabulated, counted. If it has, you will not be able to vote in the mail-in system worked properly. If it has not been counted, vote, which is a citizen's right to do. If your mail-in ballot arrives after you vote, which it should not, that ballot will not be used or counted in that your vote has already been cast and tabulated, he said. You are now assured that your precious vote has been counted. It hasn't been lost, thrown out, or in any way destroyed. God bless America, he wrote in the thread. Twitter's warning, which blocked visibility to the tweets, stated that the message violated Twitter rules about civic and election integrity. However, Twitter has determined that it may be in the public's interest for the tweet to remain accessible, the warning added. The month prior, Twitter provided the same warning after Trump stated that mail drop boxes are a voter security disaster, which could make it possible for a person to vote multiple times. Just last week, Twitter censored a tweet from the president on his recovery from the Chinese coronavirus. The social media giant accused Trump of spreading misleading and potentially harmful information related to COVID-19. MRC's analysis also found Facebook guilty of suppression, censoring Trump and his campaign at least 5 times, as well as once on Instagram. Each time, the platform has made the statement that it opposes whatever Trump and the campaign have said or stood for. A video attacking Antifa was removed from the platform because it violated the platform's organized hate policy for featuring an upside-down red triangle. The ad asked supporters to sign a petition and stand with your president and his decision to declare Antifa a terrorist organization. The ad was removed from both the president's page and his campaign's page. However, multiple violent Antifa pages that have doxxed members of the Senate remain on the platform, unscathed. The analysis follows last week's explosive report from New York Post, revealing Joe Biden's alleged involvement in his son's lucrative foreign business dealings. The story was quickly censored by Big Tech, prompting the Senate Judiciary Committee to announce its plans to subpoena Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. At the time, Twitter locked the accounts of both the Trump campaign and White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany while censoring links to the House Judiciary Committee's website, branding their link to material related to the Post's report as potentially unsafe. Straight blocking of URLs was wrong, and we updated our policy and enforcement to fix. Our goal is to attempt to add context, and now we have capabilities to do that, Dorsey said in an update to the controversy last week. Last week, President Trump told supporters that his re-election would send a big message to Big Tech. The biggest thing we can do? November 3rd, Trump said. We're not just running against Joe Biden. We're running against the left-wing media and we're running against Big Tech.